Why don't you tell them what this is going to be like?
We're starting off with 5 exercises in the first giant set.
There we go. Okay. Oh, it's one round. So today I had no intention on coming in here and working this hard. I woke up tired, I didn't sleep good, my kid came in, the butt crack of dawn woke me up, and I was like, shit, man, what am I gonna do? And then, you know, part of being dedicated is making sure you get your shit done. And by having a training partner, you're gonna ensure that you get to the gym and you work hard. And like, I made a commitment to be here with Ronnie. So that's, you know, the energy from both of us is what brought this workout up. And I'm working my ass off right now, guys. Like, I know Ronnie is too, it's his workout, but like, it's hard, and I think if I was in here by myself, I wouldn't be able to do it, but like, being committed and making sure I met with Ronnie, you know, that's what kept me going. So get a fucking training partner, guys. It's really fucking important. As you can see, it ain't about the weight. All right, I'm fucked. Okay, what's next?
You notice how I started up forward and then went back like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so you're pulling backwards.
Yeah, like down. Yeah, down. Yeah, it's a lot more lat than your.
Okay, I'll try that. You gotta be a little batshit fucking crazy. I mean it. I'm telling you guys, on about 7 or 8, my mind's like, oh, just get 12 and you're good. You're only gonna get 12. I'm like, no. I have this internal battle in my head. No, motherfucker, you're gonna get 15. And then I go, if I only get 15, what kind of fucking man am I? What kind of leader am I? I ain't shit. So I told myself to shut the fuck up and go to 20 no matter what it fucking takes. And that's the internal battle that happens in your head. And that's why I'm batshit fucking crazy.
All right, guys, just got done with our back workout. Killed it, 2 giant sets and a superset, the dumbbells. I can't feel my back. I definitely think I'm gonna fly home instead of drive. You know.
And, to the chopper.
Yeah, to the chopper.
I'm dead, bro. You murdered me.
Yeah, me too, man. I felt like I was gonna throw up the whole time, but you know what, I didn't give up. Luckily, I didn't throw up. If I did, I would've kept going now. But just know that. And, man, it's all about you know, just keep pushing yourself. And like Gabe said, you know, just don't give up and push through that mindset of only going halfway. You know, what kind of, how far you think you're going to get in life if you only go halfway to something? You know, you got to give it a whole 100% and just push through it and get through it. Even if it's, even like for the gym, if you're not getting like the best form or something, you know, you're still getting through that. Just make sure you don't injure yourself when you get.
Good point, man. Hey guys, Ronnie is the owner of Blessed Aesthetics, man. His apparel is fucking sick. Make sure you check out his website. If you like his shit, go ahead and buy some, man. They've got a bunch of good shit in stock. A lot of guy stuff, a lot of girl stuff. And this is what good friends do, man. We don't compete, we network. So if you're gonna take anything out of this little talk right here, the more people you know in life, the better. The more you help each other, the better. There's plenty of fish in the sea. So Ronnie's helping me, I'm helping him. This is a partnership. Go fucking check out Blessed Aesthetics.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, brother.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate it.